Learn English with Linguistov.ru. Pre-intermediate. Learning new words and expressions. Episode 6. Nearly headless Nick. Listen to an excerpt from the book Harry Potter. "Hello, Nick," said Harry.
"Hello, hello," said nearly headless Nick.
"You look troubled, young Potter," said Nick, folding a transparent letter.
"So do you," said Harry.
"Ah." Nearly headless Nick waved an elegant hand. "A matter of no importance. It is not as though I really wanted to join. Though I'd apply, but apparently I don't fulfill requirements." "But you would think, wouldn't you," he said suddenly, "that getting hit 45 times in the neck with a blunt axe would probably qualify you to join the headless hunt."
"Oh, yes," said Harry, surprised.
"Nobody wishes more that my head had come off properly. I mean, it would have saved a great deal of pain and ridicule." "However," nearly headless Nick shook his letter open and read furiously, "we can only accept huntsmen whose heads have parted company with their bodies. It is with the greatest regret, therefore, that we must inform you that you do not fulfil our requirements. With very best wishes, Sir Patrick Delany Podmore." Nearly headless Nick took several deep breaths and then said, in a far calmer tone, "So, what's bothering you? Anything I can do?" As always, let's take a look at some interesting expressions. Nearly. Nearly means almost, not quite. "We lived in that city for nearly 2 years. "Nearly all of us liked opera, only my brother hated it." Troubled. Troubled is somebody who is worried or has many problems. "She seemed troubled about something." The 1990s were troubled times in Russia. "Mary was a troubled girl. She didn't get on well with her family and friends." You can also say that someone is in trouble, meaning he has problems. "When the police approached me, I knew I was in trouble." You can also say, get in trouble. "A matter of no importance." A matter of no importance. It is something which is not important. "What's wrong, Charles?" A matter of no importance. "What other people think is a matter of no importance for me." "His decision to move to America was a matter of very big importance to his family and friends." As though means as if. "She was so pale, it looked as though she was going to fall." "He didn't even notice me. It was as if he didn't know I existed." "It seemed as if the day would never end." To apply. To apply means to ask formally for something. For example, a job, admission, a loan in a bank, etc. Usually in writing. "Stop being a couch potato. You should pull yourself together, do sports, and apply for a job." Last time, we spoke about an expression, pull oneself together. For example, he pulled himself together and got back to work. There are also some synonyms. Get it together. Stop acting like a little girl. Get it together, man. Get one's act together. Despite all the problems, you must get your act together. Get a grip on oneself. Stop crying, get a grip. Apparently. Apparently means it seems, it appears that,
as far as we know. Apparently, her husband didn't know that the cake was for the party next day, and that's why he ate a piece of it. Fulfill requirements means to meet requirements. If you apply to a modeling school and you are not tall enough, you will not fulfill the requirements. Surprised. There are some synonyms for the word surprised. Amazed. Amazed has a more positive meaning. I am amazed how fast children grow up. Astonished. Look, I am your father, said Darth Vader. And Luke looked astonished. Astounded. And dumbfounded are pretty much the same. Flabbergasted and thunderstruck are two funny words that mean surprised. When Darth Vader said he was Luke's father, Luke stood there thunderstruck. Properly. Properly means correctly, suitably, the way it has to be. You have to behave properly when you are surrounded by people. The television does not work properly. Dress properly for the interview. The same goes with proper. You must connect device to the proper cable. It can also be used to intensify something. For example, I felt a proper fool. She was a proper actress. A great deal of something means a lot of something. In the Japanese cuisine, there is a great deal of seafood. Actually, there are different ways of saying a lot of. For example, lots of. It is the same as a lot of. We order lots of food when we eat out. Plenty of. It is used with uncountable nouns. He puts plenty of sugar in his coffee. A great number of. We were flabbergasted by a great number of people on the streets. Mountains of. At the Asian market we saw mountains of spices, fruit and vegetables. Ridicule. It is when somebody makes fun of somebody else, laughs at him, mocks him. What is interesting for us here is an adjective, ridiculous. It means absurd, laughable, or foolish. The idea you came up with is ridiculous. He said his father used to be a spy. This is ridiculous. His father was always just a regular teacher. Part company with. It is a very funny expression, which means to leave somebody, go away from somebody, or to separate from somebody or something. In our dialogue, Headless Nick hasn't parted company with his head, and that's why he didn't fulfill the requirements of the headless hunt. Other examples may be, we used to be good friends, but after a big argument, we decided to part company. James parted company with his partners because he didn't trust them. Regret. Regret means to feel sorry or upset about something that happened or hasn't happened. After my grandfather died, I regretted not saying him I loved him. I regret that I didn't live up to my parents' expectations. I regret saying to him what I meant. He got really offended. Several. Several is the same as some. I know several cats who like watching TV. There is a great deal of people who say they can sing, and only several of them can sing properly. Bother. Bother means to put a person into a state of worry, to trouble somebody. It bothers me when you don't call me. I start to worry. It bothers me when people speak on their telephones in the cinema or in the theater. You said you wanted to leave me, and this really bothers me. Another way of saying it is it bugs me. You use it to show irritation or annoyance.
It bugs me when people throw trash on the ground. It bugs me when young women smoke. Let's listen to a dialogue again, paying attention to the new words. "Hello, Nick," said Harry.
"Hello, hello,"
said nearly headless Nick.
"You look troubled, young Potter,"
said Nick, folding a transparent letter.
"So do you," said Harry.
"Ah." Nearly headless Nick waved an elegant hand. "A matter of no importance. It is not as though I really wanted to join. Though I'd apply, but apparently I don't fulfill requirements."
"But you would think, wouldn't you,"
he said suddenly, "that getting hit 45 times in the neck with a blunt axe would probably qualify you to join the headless hunt."
"Oh, yes," said Harry, surprised.
"Nobody wishes more that my head had come off properly, I mean. It would have saved a great deal of pain and ridicule. However," nearly headless Nick shook his letter open and read furiously, "we can only accept huntsmen whose heads have parted company with their bodies. It is with the greatest regret, therefore, that we must inform you that you do not fulfill our requirements. With very best wishes, Sir Patrick Delany Podmore."
Nearly headless Nick took several deep breaths and then said, in a far calmer tone,
"So, what's bothering you? Anything I can do?"
Thank you for listening. Check out our website, www.lingvistov.ru. See you soon. Goodbye!